Run the train on time. At all points in its location, all points in its journey.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you.
I will add to
that's
that.
That's clear. I like that.
I will add to that. Safety, the comfort of the passenger is very important. Very important.
So what's the holy trinity of the train on time, safety versus comfort? Trade-off.
It means when you're slowing down because something's in the way, but you're still going to be on time, you slow down so gently the customer doesn't know.
Okay. Lot of other conversations on that. Any other comments on criteria of system performance?
Just to change that, completely the other way around, outcome-based criteria, so demand led by customers and business models around that to give you flexibility, so you haven't actually got a timetable. It's just on what the customers want.
Mm. Okay, I like a bit of controversy, that's great. Any other thoughts on question one?
Talking about multimodal flow and seeing the performance not just of one transport system, but all transport systems, but also making it dynamic and reactive, so that the performance measures, you're able to react to them as a system quickly in terms of, you know, hold ups on one system or another.
Fantastic.
But also that possibly that becomes decentralised.
Great. Ginny, can you hoover up those cards that we've just heard?
Yep.
Question two, who would like to say something about tools, algorithms, cost functions, timetables? We've touched on some of those things already. But who's got something to say? Over here?
Essentially, we came up with an algorithm for this. Which said a suite of benchmark problems and a nice open access way of simulating what happens on the railway. If you had those two things, then you can apply known optimization algorithms to that benchmark problem to understand which algorithms are working for which problems. So,
can you give me an example of a benchmark problem so I can understand?
Well, we move into that one now, so.
Maybe we'll come to that in a second then.
We didn't go any further. Okay. We were very abstract like that.
Okay.
But delays or whatever, I'm guessing, yes, or extra people or that sort of things.
Other thoughts from other groups about algorithms? How about this group over here?
Yeah, I guess there's lots of sort of local search methodologies which are sort of published in the operational research literature, and you know, the sort of current state of the art is that you know, they don't require too much adaptation really to deal with the complexities of railway scheduling and routing problems. And as you know, computers become faster over the next 20, 30, 40 years, you know, they're going to reach the stage where you can pretty much apply them in real time and get pretty good solutions to the complex problems with multiple objectives that that might arise from the sort of first of the questions here. So,
are you optimistic about the future?
I think in terms of algorithmic development, yes.
Okay. Any pessimists over here, or any other points of view around algorithms and tools?
We focused on the how, and so collaboratively was the answer to how, around business models and data sharing, and, you know, for example, with the rest of transport, such as taxi operators.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just do it in the context of
that collaboration, reach out.
Of the rail.
With
industry.
Whom? Did you touch on that at all?
Well, yeah, wider transport. It needs to be based on the mobility need and all of transport, the whole journey, not based on just what's good for the rail.
Fantastic. We're about to set up a transport catapult.
Yeah.
And you've got the new chief executive on the stage. Well, he will have.
Okay. Splendid. We'll lobby him or her then.
Because engaged with the architecture, so it's reach out as well, but there is architecture out there that we don't exploit fully enough.
Wonderful. And so if we're working more collaboratively, what are the commercial constraints to doing so? And I'm trying to get to question three here, also the technical constraints, but maybe on the commercial side first. Any thoughts on collaborative business models or how we make that work?
That data and that information has value, and people will be precious about it.
Yeah.
So if it's with one particular TOC, because they're being innovative and their franchise is running out, you know, why should they?
Yeah.
Because there's a value in that. There's IP. So that's a critical thing from a commercial standpoint. So the intellectual property value, maybe it's patented.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on IP or data?
Maybe technical constraints, because everything will be distributed in real time. There's a security issue.
Okay. Say a bit more.
Constraints.
What constraints are there?
Yeah, we need to find a robust techniques, security really, and they are not there yet. We are far from, you know.
Okay. Might they exist in other industries?
For example, if you have to upload the data into a cloud, things, you know, computing, it would be a problem, a huge issue.
Sure, defence companies or mobile operators
no,
might have
still ongoing
technology.
Research, really. There is quite a lot.
Anybody else on question three? Any points?
Well, the structure of the industry. If we needed to do things collaboratively, we need a collaborative structure, and the current structure is adversarial.
Okay.
We agree with what you said. This is an opportunity to look at the risk and reward basis within the industry.
Okay, I like that. So to say a bit more about what...
Well, it's the same thing. If you're going to collaborate...
It's the openness versus the value again. Mm. And the fact that, you know, a contract has a duration and people will put a business case together over time. So they'll invest. The investment will cost X and it's got to pay back over the duration of the model. So if, for instance, you've got a partnership which has an academic piece, a small startup, and then a large company, then you've almost like got to create a model that says, right, for every growth of 10% in this commercial thing, each party benefits in a fashion that pays it back.
Yeah.
So that's quite a tough thing to put together commercially.
Fantastic. Okay, I think we're out of time. I think the other people are about to come. Gina, can you maybe just open the doors to invite them through? Anybody else got anything burning they want to get off their chest before we do the final wrap-up?
Yeah, just to backtrack sort of briefly to the person that mentioned sort of benchmark problems. I mean, I think that's one of the difficulties about academia getting involved in rail research, in that it's really difficult to get good quality data in order to conduct studies unless they're sort of directly sponsored by someone from the rail industry.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you very much for participating in breakneck speed. You will get...